Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayemi. Avodah Zarah Samachvav. We begin right on top on the first line. So in the Mishnah, we learned about wine, forbidden wine, Goyish wine, Yai Nesach, which spilled over onto the grapes. So the wine landed on the grapes. And now if the grapes are whole, unsplit, just complete whole grapes, then all you do is a rinse. You rinse the grapes off and you're good. But if the grapes are mivukois, they're split, they're sliced, they're cut, some of that wine got absorbed into the grapes, in which case, if there's enough wine to impart a flavor, so if one would, a guy would taste the wine within those grapes, that's called bin noisein ta'am, there's enough there to give a flavor, a positive flavor, which is typically defined as being one part in 60 or more. But if it's less than 60th, then it's just negligible. It gets nullified, it gets dissolved into the bigger picture, and it's not reckoned with, it's no longer discernible, a taste is no longer felt. Right? That's what we mean when we say batel b'shishim, right? When it's less than a 60th, it's just nullified. But any more than that creates a problem, in which case the grapes become usher as well. Now, this Gemara today will be following a formula which dictates that if it's min b'she'enem inoy, if it's one type that falls into a different type, there's a collision, there's a clash, there's opposition, which makes it batel if in fact the problematic element is less, you know, than the 60th. But if it's min b'minoy, if both articles are of the same nature, okay, there's no opposition. Let's say wine into wine. Then even a drop, even a mashahu, would adversely affect the recipient. And actually, Rashi brings that, you know, this is the way our Gemara is working, but later on, in a week's time, the Gemara will actually conclude the Psak Halacha is that even if it's min b'minoy, it's a bad flavor, except for Tevel and Yayin Nesach. So here we speak about Yayin Nesach, certainly, the Mashahu system applies. So again, if it's min b'sheni minoy, varying the elements, different types, so then we look at the 60th formula. If it's the same type of thing, one forbidden, one permitted, then even a drop of the forbidden material falling into the permissible material makes it usher. Okay, so let's see some cases about various, mix-ups and their, ramifications. Begins the Gemara on top, Chamra Atika. We have Chamra, which is wine. Atika, old, meaning proper wine, as opposed to fresh, freshly squeezed grape juice. So it tastes like wine. And it's, Goyish wine, Usher wine. B'invi, it landed on some grapes. Now, which formula? Is it considered the same thing? Of course not. Wine is wine, grapes are grapes. Tastes differently. It has different name, different entity. Divri HaKoel all agree in this case, B'nai Sin Tam, it's about the flavor. That determines status. Chamra Chadata, B'invi. So in the previous case, if it's less than a 60th, you're safe. What if it's chamra, chadata, wine, but it's fresh, freshly squeezed grape juice, which pretty much tastes, although it has a different name, it's not grapes, it's wine, but it tastes like grapes, b'invi, if it landed on grapes. Okay, which system do we employ? The flavor system? Or even a drop is a problem. Abaye amar b'mashu, even a drop forbids the grapes. V'rava amar b'nei sentam. It's about the flavor. Why? Abaye amar b'mashu. Why does he say mashu? Because basar tamas lina. We look at the flavor. That defines the essence of the elements. Idivi idichatamu. Both elements have the same flavor. The fresh grape juice with the grapes. And therefore, v'havale min b'mina. So it's min b'mina. One type with the same type, right? Min b'minay. Umin b'minay b'mashu. In that case, even a drop forbids it. Because it's not nullified. In its opposition, there's no opposition. They're all on the same team. V'rav amr b'nesin tam. Rav says, no. Even in this case, if it's less than a 60th, you're safe. Why? Basar shmaz linan. Instead of looking at the flavor, we look at the essence. What defines the essence? The label, the way, what it's called. Whatever name it has. Vayish malachud. This one has its own name. This is wine. Vayish malachud. This is a different name. This is grapes. And therefore, it's considered, they're considered opposing entities. Vahavali min b'she'enay mina. It's one type in an opposing type. U'min b'she'enay mina, when there are varying types. B'noish in tam, it's about whether there is flavor. It's none. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Yai nesech shenafal gabei anovim. So the wine which landed on the grapes, just rinsed them off. If they were split, and the wine permeated the grapes, then the grapes are also. Now, what type of wine? Proper wine or grape juice? Because sanka dadach, we figured at this point, chamro chadat abenvi. We're speaking even about fresh wine, grape juice, that landed on those grapes. So, same flavor, but different types of things, right? My lab b'nei tam, we're assuming that when the Mishnah says the grapes become usur, it's, it depends whether there is a flavor transfer to the, whether, the wine flavor is discernible in the grapes, because you see later in the Mishnah, the Mishnah clearly makes reference to the idea of Nesin Tam. Okay, now, so that's a kasha on Abaye, who says that when things have equal taste, same flavor, then it's min b'minoy, and even a mashu creates a problem. Here we see otherwise. Loi b'mashu. No, you're right. The Mishnah meant even a drop of that wine forbids the grapes. Why? Because they have the same flavor, and we follow the flavor, even a mashu. Hamiltoni Seifa, but take a look at the next part of the Mishnah, which clearly speaks about Noisein Tam, which is the 60th formula. Zaklal. So this is the rule pertaining to mixes. Kol shabana aser b'nes in tam aser. So, if one can discern the forbidden element within the permissible element, it's aser. Kol she'ein b'nes aser b'nes in tam mutar. Otherwise, there's no nes in tam, it's mutar. Mechlal tibbe nes in tam askin. Apparently, we're speaking about the taste, the flavor, the 60th formula. And that's a kasha on Abaye. When it's min b'minay, we apply mashu, not 60th. Abaye. Abaye will respond, nas nisen. Sure, our Mishnah is speaking, b'chamra atika b'invi. Instead of fresh grape juice landing on the grapes. No, it was proper wine, old wine, fermented wine, landing on those grapes. Different flavors, different tastes. It's min b'she'ene minem. Certainly, the 60th system applies. Okay, now, what about chala de chamra b'chala de shichra? A different mix. Between chala is vinegar, wine vinegar, chala de chamra, chala de shichra, and vinegar made from beer. Right? So, same label, the same concept, vinegar, but different flavors. Or, you have a mix up between v'chamira de chiti, v'chamira de sari. Chamira is sourdough, used to inflate the dough, right? Like we say on Vidikas Chamer, right? Called chamira v'chamira. So you have sourdough made of different materials. V'chamira d'chiti made of wheat, v'chamira d'sar made of barley flour. Now, the two vinegars, one is aser, one is mutter. The two sourdoughs, one is aser, one is mutter. And they got mixed up. So, this is vinegar, this is vinegar. In terms of labels, in terms of names, they're both called the same. Same thing, vinegar and vinegar. But in terms of flavor, different flavors. So what's the formula? Abaye Omar b'nes in tam. You have to discern the flavor aspect because flavor is what determines the essence and defines the entity. It's a different flavor, a different entity. It's min b'she'ni mina. You got to look at the 60th aspect. Rava says in both these mixes, b'mashu, even a drop, is reckoned with. Why? Amaya Omar b'nes and tam. Amaya says it's about the flavor, b'ashu tam azlinam, because we always view the taste, the flavor, as defining the essence. V'ayitam l'chud, v'ayitam l'chud. This vinegar has its own flavor. The other one has its own distinct flavor. And therefore, it's a mix between two different entities that clash, that nullify each other, unless there's a significant amount of the forbidden material, a 60th or more. And what happens if it's benayis and tam? We look at the flavor. Rava says even a drop is reckoned with because basa shma azlina. We ignore the flavor. We look at the label, what it's called. V'aychala mikri, v'aychala mikri. This is vinegar. This is called vinegar. V'aychamir mikri, v'aychamir mikri, v'aychamir mikri. In case of the mixes between the sourdoughs, this is sourdough, this is sourdough. And therefore, Ravali, min b'minoi, it's one and the same thing. V'chol min b'minoi, v'mashehu. Am Rabbi ben Amin, how do I know that in fact, the Bar Shatam Azlinam, we always focus on the way the thing tastes. It's not only of a Mishnah regarding Erla. So a fruit tree during the first 3 years is forbidden. Let's say you have these seasonings, peppercorn growing off this tree. Tavlin, right? So different types of seasonings. Beis v'gimel shemos, v'hein min echad. So they're pretty much the same species, but different variations. Black pepper, white pepper, right? Oy min gimel, or different types of seasonings. Three different types of species. Now, there isn't enough of each one to affect, you know, the soup. But three different types landed in the soup. Asurun and mitzdarfin. They are asur and they forbid the soup as well because they are mitzdarf with each other. They join. They join hands. They team up against the soup. So since these forbidden materials together will impart a flavor in the soup, will season the soup, we ignore the fact that there are three different types here. Each one independently can't do the job. No, they team up, they join together, they combine to make the soup asr. Amar Chizkiya explains, Chizkiya, how can we do that? How can we join together three different types? Hacha b'minim mesika azlinan. We're speaking about seasoning, various seasonings which have a sweetening effect on the food. Since they're suitable for sweetening the soup, basically they're they all have different, you know, variations of sweetness to them. So basically, it's all one and the same flavor, more or less. That allows them to combine, to join together, to affect the soup. Now that's good if we look at flavor. If we define and determine an essence by its flavor, that works well. If we look at the flavor of things. So yeah, kuli chataymu, you have a right to say it's all the same flavor, and they join together and forbid the soup. Eli amr special shmazlin, but if we look at name and labels, they're separate entities. Hai shmalachud, this one is called white pepper. Hai shmalachud, this one's black pepper. How could you combine them? Apparently, tam is what carries the day, says Abai. V'rava, no, and Rava who disagrees. Amalach, he'll explain the Mishnah a bit differently. Hamani rabbeyuhi. The Mishnah can be explained in accordance with the Shita of Rav Meir, who says that all forbidden materials can join together irrespective of flavor, taste, essence, or label. Lasagna, Rabbi Da'imash from Rav Meir, quotes Rav Meir, Minayin cholisun shebetoyrish, mestafren zemzeh. How do we know that I can combine all forbidden materials in the Torah? If one eats a combined shear, a combined, you know, required amount of kazais, a little bit of a dead animal, a little bit of a treif animal, even if there isn't enough from each one to make him liable. But if he joins them together, the fact is, they have something in common. They're all forbidden material. Shemit starfen zemzeh, so if he eats a kazayis, this combined kazayis, consisting of a little, of this type of issu, that type of issu, he's chayiv malchus, shenemer, because we have a pasuk, which sort of co-joins it all together. Lo'isechal kol te'eva, don't eat anything which is abominable. Kol shati after, Hashem says anything that I have considered despicable, inedible, forbidden, harayub bal toichel, is covered by this new law of do not eat. Notwithstanding that each one has its own separate isra, don't eat nevela, don't eat treifa, but if he doesn't have enough of each one to trigger that respective liability. A little bit of this, a little of that. At the end of the day, he has a kazayis of forbidden materials and he eats it, he gets malchus. Likewise here. You have enough seasoning to impart flavor to make this soup asur. It's fine because we can ignore it. There are separate labels according to Rav Meir. You have the required amount of isur material, it's asur. What if you have chala legoy chamra? You have some forbidden vinegar, wine vinegar, that landed into your wine. Different tastes, different flavors, different names. In this case, all agree. Abaya and Rava agree. It's the nice and tam formula that applies. It's about flavor, it's about taste. Because these are separate entities. What about chamra l'gechala? Oh, interesting story. We have wine, forbidden wine, that fell into your vinegar. Now, in this case, again, they're separate entities, but as we're going to see in a minute, Rashi explains that the wine, interestingly, gets affected, gets spoiled to a certain degree. As soon as it enters the airspace of that vinegar, the acidic effect is so profound that that wine gets altered instantly, at least in terms of its aroma, in terms of its smell, which affects its taste as well. Right? You all know that smell has a very impactive effect on how we perceive taste. So this wine, now poured into the vinegar, even before making contact and getting mixed into the vinegar, has already been affected by that vinegar and sort of got transformed to a certain extent and became somewhat vinegar too, in terms of its aroma. So in this case, Abaya Omar B'mashu, we can look at them as the same entity. Right? Even though it was wine to begin with, but now it sort of got transformed and converted a little bit into a vinegar element. And once it hits the vinegar, it's like vinegar into vinegar. Min b'minoy is mashu. Even a drop is a problem. Rav Amar b'nei Tam, no. Rav says, again, we apply the 60th system. Depends whether the forbidden material is discernible, taste-wise, in the recipient. Explains the more why. Abaye Amar b'mashu. Point Abaye, even a drop. Why? Because reiche, chala, v'tama chamra chala. When this wine starts smelling like challah, like vinegar, even though v'tama chamra, it tastes like wine, the taste is still somewhat wine, challah, it can be defined as vinegar. So now, when it proceeds into the vinegar, it's like vinegar getting mixed into vinegar. V'havale min b'mine, it's all the same thing. V'kol min b'mine, and when we have a mix of two the same, v'mashu, even a drop, creates a problem. Let's see Rashi on top. Rashi says, Reche chala, yain zeh, this wine, samachli ruvay. Right before the point of contact, hoya reche chala, it already smelled like vinegar. V'tami chamra, although it still tastes like wine, ubasa reche aslina. What determines? The aroma. Ukshinus arvo. And then when it got mixed in, havali mevimin, it's mevimin, and even a mashu was a problem. Continues the Gemara in the second line. V'rabba amar, no, I disagree, but b'nei tam. Unless it gives off a flavor, unless you feel it, in the recipient, it's not a problem because reiche chala, when one has an aroma of vinegar, v'tam chamra, but still tastes like wine, chamra is defined as wine, so it's wine into vinegar, different types, different species. V'avali mim sheni minay, two different things. V'chol mim sheni minay, gotta have a 60th b'nai sentam. Says the Gemara, hi bas tia de'avid kecham b'Yisrael. Bas is this little hole. They would smell. They would drill a hole in the barrel and give a good smell, a good sniff, to, you know, test the wine within it, to determine its freshness, its status, its aroma, right? So a bas is this like hole, this access hole, tia, intended for sniffing, for smelling. So if an oved kechavim, a guy, was hired, you know, to be the wine connoisseur in a kosher wine factory, but he's doing it to Jewish barrels, to kosher wine, Shapardom, it's okay. He's not touching the wine. He's not interacting with the wine. He's just taking a sniff through that hole. Not a problem. What about a Yisrael? If a Yid would choose to do this with geisha wine. B'David Gichavim, is he allowed to or not? On the one hand, you can say, well, he's not drinking the geisha wine. Right? So what's the problem? On the other hand, he's taking a good sniff. So the question is smelling. Consider it like ingesting the aroma molecules which come and interact with the person and get sort of ingested within the person. Is that considered, you know, tangible? Is that an element of the Yayin Nesach? Or shall we say, well, smell is not tangible. It's not, you know, significant enough. It's not part of the actual wine. We have a machlekes. Once again, between Abaye and Rava. Abaye Omar Osur, you cannot smell non-kosher wine in this manner. Rava Amar Mutar, it's okay. Abaye Omar Osur, why? Reicha Milsa, you have to reckon with the aroma. Aroma is essential. It's tangible. Rava Amar Mutar, no, he says it's okay. Reicha Lav Milsa, he's just a smell. It's not actual wine. Amar Rava Muna Aminla, how do I know that in fact the Reicha, that smell, V'loi Klumu, doesn't have to be reckoned with. It's not a Mishnah. Tanur Shei Sikoy B'Kamoin. Kamoin is like a seasoning, a cumin. Shal Truma. So the Kohen had some extra. The Kohen had some extra Kamoin in his. He figured I'll use it as firewood, and he heated up his tanur, his oven, in order to bake bread. Now the Kamoin is Truma. So the question is, what happens to the bread, which absorbs some of that aroma from the truma material? Vafa bais hapas, and he baked a bread in that oven. Hapas muteras, the pas is perfectly permissible. Even a non-kain could eat it. Why? Because there's no truma within the bread, it's just an aroma that it absorbs. Levish ein batam kamen, there's no kamen flavoring in the bread. El reicha kamen, it's just a smell off the firewood, off the, you know. Apparently, reich is not an issue. That's Rava's right. Likewise, by Yayin Esach, you're free to smell the Yayin Esach. Abaye responds, no, you can't compare. Shani Hassam, very different in that case. The Mikla Yisuri, because the Isser, in this case the cumin element, was destroyed. It was incinerated by the time the aroma rises into the bread. So since the aroma is not sourced in anything tangible, it's coming from thin air, you don't have to reckon with it, as opposed to actually approaching a barrel of Yayin Esach and smelling and ingesting that heavy aroma coming out of that actual wine. That's a problem. Amar Rav Mari, Ketanoi, says Rav Mari, apparently this is actually a Machlekes Tanoi. Whether Reach is essence or not. Haroi de Paschama, so this fellow removes his freshly baked, you know, warm loaf of bread out of his oven. And in the meantime, to cool off, he puts it on an open barrel of wine. When a son yain, and happens to be shal truma, there's truma wine in there. Question is, what happens to the loaf of bread? Is it going to absorb enough, you know, from the truma in terms of reyach, in terms of to make the bread usher for a non-kayin to eat? So is the bread affected by the wine or not? Rameir Oyser, he says the bread is affected. You can't just eat it. Only a kayin can eat it because of the truma element absorbed within the bread. Rabbi the Matir, quote Rabbi, that's perfectly fine. Rabbi Yisi says it depends what it, kind of bread. Matir b'shal chitin, the bread is made of wheat flour, it's not so absorbent, then it's okay. Va'isa b'shal so'irim, but if it's made of barley flour, that's a problem. Me'sha so'irim sho'yav is because barley tends to be more thirsty, more absorbent, and it sort of sucks in the aroma of the truma wine. There you go, straight out machlekes. My lab, welcome to the. Apparently, this is the machlekes. The point of discussion is, can we ignore reyach, or does it have to be reckoned with? The marasava reicha milsi. Ramir says, well, reyach is a factor to reckon with. The aroma of that truma wine has now entered, has now been absorbed in the loaf of bread, and only a kohen can eat it. Umar sova reicha lav mils reicha lav klumu. Whereas the other shita, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can ignore smell. Says the Gemara l'Rav v'ate tanoi. So according to Rav, who held that reich is nothing, certainly it's going to be machlekes tanoi because clearly, Rameir does consider it. La Abaye, however, according to Abaye, who says reich is essential, mile mitanoi, shall we say that this question is subject to Machlekes Tanoim? Meaning, is there any way to reconcile this Mishnah and all its opinions with Abaye Shita that Reach is Milsa? Amalch Abaye says, yeah, sure. In my case, all would agree, perhaps, that one may not ingest yain nesach aroma. Regarding this Mishnah, loaf on the barrel, I'm speaking about a special circumstance, which can go either way. Lav mitmar lo. Haven't we learned an explanation on this Mishnah? Amar Rabba Rabba Chanan Rabbi Amar Rish Lakish. There are different scenarios, and it all depends. B'pas chama v'chaves p'sucha. So if in fact a serious amount of that aroma has entered the loaf, all would agree that's asur, in accordance with my view that recha milsa. So in fact, b'pas chama, freshly break warm bread, which tends to be more absorbent because of, if it's heat loss, because of its moisture loss. When it gets hot, it loses moisture, so it tends to be more absorbent to sort of compensate for its lost moisture. V'chavet p'suchan, if it's sitting on an open, uncapped barrel, all agree. It certainly absorbs a serious amount of reyach. Divrei hakol asura, certainly the reyach entered the loaf or bread and it's asur. Because reyach is also. However, pas tzenenes v'chaves megufa. If the bread has already cooled off, it's no longer sucking in v'chaves megufa, and the barrel is covered, is capped with a lid, sealed. In this case, all agree is no issue. Tivra kol muteris, because you have two elements in favor. The bread is not really highly absorbent, and nor is the wine leaving the barrel. Le'nechlug, when we have the machlekes in the Mishnah between these tanoim. Somewhere in the middle, el bepas chama v'chaves meguf. You have one element this way, one element the other way. It's a pas chama, so the bread is highly absorbent. It's warm and absorbent v'chaves meguf, but the barrel is sealed. Or bepas tenenes v'chaves psucha. The bread is already cool, not really sucking v'chaves psucha, but the barrel is open. So you have one factor going in the other direction. Then we have a machlekes. Is the bread going to absorb or not? V'hadi dinami, says Abaye, according to this, it's unrelated to my case, because in my story where he's drawing out of that barrel, v'hadi dinami, it's also considered like kipas cham. It's a highly absorbent situation. It's like kipas cham v'chaves psucha dami. It's like the first case of the warm bread on the open barrel, which according to all shittas absorbs reyach and affects the bread. Likewise, it would be forbidden to smell yain nesach. Okay, so in a nutshell, we have two machlekes, Abaye v'Rava. When there's a mix-up, Abaye says we look at flavor, that determines, that defines the items, according to Rava. It's about shame, what they're called. And the Meira Shaila, machlekes, Abaye says Recha Milsa, and Rava says Recha Lav Milsa. All the best to you, and Atzlacha.